I think the Lord has some things for us this morning that most certainly I couldn't have thought up myself. So I want to let you know that right up front. I'm not that wise. Kathy calls me a wise guy, but I'm really not that smart to come up with that. But it has to do with Christian growth. And I am not willing to settle for getting saved for fire insurance just to keep from going to hell. And to be able to call myself a Christian and go to a Christian church and just enjoy the programs and everything that go on. I'm not willing to do that. I'm not condemning anybody else that's satisfied with that. But I'm not willing to do that. I think there's more to serving the Lord and serving other people than that. I think there are gifts and callings of the Holy Spirit that call us to a higher level of service. Not that doesn't make you any better of a Christian. Don't get me wrong. But I think with what God gives us, it's much like the talents in Matthew. To one he gave five, to one he gave two, to one he gave one. And with a certain allotted time as it passed, they were called into account. The one who gave the five, or was given the five, had turned it into five more, so he had ten to give to his master. The one that had been given two had multiplied his, and he had four, and both of them received the same glory and the same recognition, even though they had been given different entitlements. But the one that was given one, he says, "You know, I knew you were a cruel man. And I knew you wanted to reap where you didn't sow. And so, I'm just really fearful. And so I took mine and hid it in the ground so that nobody could find it and nobody could see it, lest it would be stolen." And Jesus said unto him, "To much I have given, much he will receive." He said, "You could have at least taken my talent and used it for usury taxes, gain, capital gain, something." So, It makes me realize that and many more things that Christ said about our position in what we do after we are saved. I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned that we reach people for Christ. That is my heart. I have a heart of evangelism. I want to see people saved and filled with the Spirit of the Lord. But I also know that there's more to being a vessel unto honor than just having the vessel set on the shelf and look pretty. Like Trent. He looks pretty this morning. At least he's trying. There you go. I just think that there's more to serving the Lord than just being saved. And I hear this. I hear it of everywhere I've been in the Christian community. That I'm just so thankful that I'm saved. I'm thankful you're saved too. But now what? After we're saved, now what? Boy, it is sure quiet in here. Ezekiel chapter 44. It's not a well or often studied book, so I'll give you a minute. And it's not 44, it's 47. Actually, the whole context goes back to 44. It's where I've been reading, but the focus is on chapter 47 of Ezekiel. I give you just a minute to find it. Everybody there, say amen. All right, here we go. From verse 1. The man brought me back. This is Ezekiel the prophet speaking of really the pre-incarnate Christ. He said, the man brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold, or under the altar, if you will, of the temple toward the east, for the temple faced the east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. He then brought me out through the north. What am I doing, Davina? Talking? Okay. As the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, you may just do away with this. I can't hear you. Okay, well, thank you. But microphone may not be. Okay, here we go. And if it does it again, we'll just, I have a built-in microphone. That does it.